Commentary number 17 on the story Expectations. Again, a further series of examples on how a real worker, in this case a real teacher, acts and knowingly does some things which outwardly would seem to be indicate that the person either didn't know what he was doing, was forgetful, didn't hold to his promises, and so on and so forth. But from a real standpoint of function, what the person was doing was to providing an opportunity for the people seeking him to actually learn to assess themselves, to gain and go further. One of the statements made, no expectation in the Sufi way, is accurate. And this again points toward the previous story in which the expectations block the transmission of the story, of the teaching, I'm sorry. And so the story points out a way in which the teacher sets up certain conditions so that a person can assess their own expectations and can register, can evaluate them, and then make the appropriate adjustment. Obviously, most people approach so-called teachings in this manner, and this is a good little story to examine yourself from your own expectations and your own attitudes and approaches. This is the end of this commentary.